Courtney Bruce, I'm surprised you can hear me after all that screaming at the stadium on Sunday.
Yeah, it was nice and loud in there. It was a fantastic crowd. So really spoke with the turnout for round one.
I know, so exciting. And look, I'm from WA. I'll straight up admit it, Courtney. When I have watched you play for the Fever, I've been quite against you. I've been like, God damn that Courtney Bruce. But now you're on our team. I love you so much. And I always used to, like, I think once I said to Steph, oh, Courtney Bruce, does she just drive you nuts? And she's like, no, I actually love Court. And now you're on our team, so we can love you with all of our hearts.
Saying you're very grateful for the cheering to be on my side now and not against me, that's for sure.
Exactly.
It was an all-star lineup yesterday, a magnificent turnout, total sellout, the crowd. What about that?
Yeah, absolutely incredible. You know, we want to beat our membership record this year. We want to sell out all our home games. So to be able to do that in round one was absolutely fantastic. And it was, an absolute fortress in there yesterday playing.
Yeah, it really was. Coming up this week, you actually have to play your old team. You're playing West Coast Fever. How does that feel? Is that going to be tricky when you take to the court?
Oh, it's definitely going to be weird. Not obviously playing for Fever anymore, but, Perth's always going to be home. So heading back to that arena, I'm sure I'll have some support there. But I'm excited to take on Fever with our current bunch because we've got a great group here at Lightning.
I know, but you know the worst thing about Fever is Janelle Fowler. She's 8'9" tall. You've always got to be on the other end of the court. You're going to have to play her this weekend.
I know. I'm going to have to take all my advice that I give other teams. You've got to slow the ball down and win the ball before it even gets to Janelle. But it's going to be a good battle. And we've got, Ash that's taller than me that played a phenomenal game against Janelle last year that can come on and have some incredible impact too. So it should be a good game.
Yeah, very exciting stuff. It must have felt great though because, on paper, I think that Sunshine Coast Lightning this year are the best in the league. But really, you had to put yourselves to the test this weekend against the Swifts, and you passed the test.
Yeah, we did. Obviously, it was a close game for the first half, but we've been working on really pushing out those leads, and that's what we were able to do. And I think we're just going to keep getting better and better as we go out because, we still got to build those combinations and those connections. But, pretty good effort for round one.
So we're going to have to watch this one on the telly.
Yes.
yes, you will have to.
All right. But the next home game is coming up April 27 at Uni SC. That's when you take on the Thunderbirds. So we've got this. So this is this Sunday. We'll be able to check that out. But, of course, the next home game, Sunday, 21st of April. So we want people screaming the roof down like we had across the weekend for the opener.
Exactly. We want another sold-out game. So that would be absolutely incredible. You know, the crowd is our 11th player and helps us get over the line. So, as many people in at the arena that we can get would be fantastic.
And you know what really makes people scream out loud?
When
you get an intercept, Courtney Bruce, and there was two absolute crackers yesterday and you just about burst through. I'm going to say that again. There was two absolute crackers game one, Courtney Bruce, and the roof just about burst off Uni SC, didn't it?
Oh, it was loud in there, I know, but, all those intercepts are because of the girls and the hard work they do out the front. So very grateful for them making me look good at times.
Well, you had to laugh too because Caroline was at the game. The traffic to get to the game was so bad. Wasn't there some players there was concern they weren't going to make the game?
Yeah, Lisa Maimai was in the traffic. And Belinda, the coach, came up into the Lightning Lounge and she's like, Lisa Maimai isn't even here yet. And Justin Rodsky, is the boss of the Storm. He goes, I saw her. I saw her in traffic. She's nearly here.
It was really bad. There were so many people trying to get into the game yesterday, which was fantastic, but a little bit stressful for us to have to get in here too.
Yeah.
We need the super netball helicopter.
Yeah, we'll get you in the chopper next time.
RACQ can jump on board here and we'll start flying you girls in.
That would be fun. We'd be down for that.
Hey, Courtney, thank you so much for coming up the Bruce.
Too easy. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
He's been waiting to do that gag.
Oh, come on.
Everyone's waiting to do it too. It's fine.
I haven't waited for anything. I've been flogging it to death since I heard you were coming. Courtney, thank you so much. Good luck with this next round, mate. And look, you're just looking fantastic on court. We can't wait to see how this season turns out.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That's all we'll need, Court.
You're brilliant. I don't know if you know this, but we're going to talk to you every fortnight. So we're doing Tara, Courtney, Tara, Courtney, Tara, Courtney.
So get used to that Bruce Highway gag.
I know everyone does it. I just ignore it now.
No, you will embrace it like it's a new gag every time you hear it.
Got it. I'll practice my laugh for you.
Yeah, do that.
Hey, thanks, Courtney.
Well done, and good luck. It'll be nice to be home, see your family this weekend.
Take
away the wind too.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, we'll try to. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Perfect. Bye.